WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alt-pop, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Rogue Wave, Young Smith, and Lush. Today's reissue song is from Daryl Hall and John Oates off their classic H2O album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from The Big Sun. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark. So please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with something new from a band called Caldera. They are really new. They're straightforward. They're unsigned. And they're an indie rock quartet out of Reading in the UK. These four lads just became a band on the 1st of December 2015. They only have one song to their name, and it's only a week old. That's how new these guys are. Their standalone single is Take It Easy. New music from a new band, Caldera, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and finishing off the opening set of the 10 o'clock hour was Mercury Girls. Mercury Girls are a mixed-gendered alt-pop indie quintet out of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. I tell you, I am definitely discovering more bands out of Philly. It is a great music city. The members of Mercury Girls are, well, they've all had other gigs with other bands, but when they decided to come together in June of 2014, and, well, a little over a year and a half later, they got signed to Slumberland Records. First joint effort from Slumberland and Mercury Girls is the track you just sampled. It's called Ariana, which is the A-side to their record label. Debut single, that is. And by the way, the B-side, All That Heaven Allows, which I sampled this morning, it's a really nice track as well. They officially drop on May 20th. Changing musical direction with a singer-songwriter/band. I originally ran across them back in September of 2015 with the single Wither. Their name is Young Smith, which is fronted by Dan Smith, and they are based in Brisbane, Australia. I found them through A&R Records' SoundCloud page. I follow them. You know, Smith's writing reflects his appreciation for folks like Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam, and a little Coldplay thrown in. He's a good writer. The new single is called Red. Street date is May 6th. New music from Young Smith here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Old friend, how you've changed to me. I've spent my life chasing you down in a dream.
To hear again, but then from the living room, I heard you calling my name.
The latest material from Andy Schaaf here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Andy Schaaf, well, he has a reputation as a gifted storyteller, and I would for the most part agree. However, I have a hard time picking out the words as he sings, and I guess I think I would need the written lyrics in front of me as he does his routine. Anyway, that song is The Worst in You. It is the second pre-release single off his yet-to-be-released album, The Party, which comes out on May 20th.
23 million small businesses are open for business in the United States, providing more than half of all American jobs. What helps these small businesses thrive? A location where people need its services.
Are you too?
Yeah.
The availability of good transportation, a well-trained labor force, and a healthy infrastructure. An attractive streetscape, and comfort and safety for pedestrians. Good planning connects small businesses to the customers they need, fostering the competition that helps healthy businesses grow. Whether you own a small business, work at a small business, or bought from a small business, and that's just about all of us, make the connection. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Next up is a nice little tune from a band called Mike Adams at His Honest Weight, which is a funny name to me for a band. So Mike Adams at His Honest Weight, or a six-piece, ethereal alt-pop band out of Bloomington, Indiana. They've been at it for a couple of years, honing their craft, self-releasing their material, and playing gigs as often as they could get them. Well, it has paid off. The boys just got signed to Joyful Noise Records, and their first collaborative effort, Casino Drone, releases on May 20th. It's a big release date. In anticipation of that release, they leaked this pre-release single. It is called Bronze World. New music from Mike Adams at His Honest Weight here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the Big Sun right after the latest here from Rogue Wave. New music from Rogue Wave here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Rogue Wave is back with a new album. The new disc, the first in 3 years, is titled Delusions of Grand Fur. And it's set for release on the 29th of April. Zach Rogue and the boys also have a new record label for this release. They were on Jack Johnson's label, Brushfire Records, for three of their first releases. And since then, Rogue Wave has been bouncing around to different labels. Oh, and by the way, that song I just featured is called Ocean. Well, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage, part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is The Big Sun. I've been following this talented electronica pop songstress for close to 3 years now, and I still really don't know much about her, like her real name, for example. I do know that she's from Oxford in the U.K., I also know that she knows me, which is terrifically flattering. She sent me a note, lovely note, as a matter of fact, thanking me for me playing the music here in Boston. She's all the way across the pond. It kind of gives her a kick. She now sends me new songs, which is what I have for you now. I received this track over the weekend. It's called Red Box Line. It's been released as a standalone single. Check it out. This is The Big Sun. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The Big Sun with Heart. And it was released as a standalone single back in 2013. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I've posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can also check out some videos that I've housed in there and also some free downloads. Just check it out. It's easy to do. It's free. That's a great price. TKsmusic.com. All right, keeping tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Daryl Hall and John Oates. The album that has been re-released is H2O, and it was originally released in 1987. Hall and Oates were, well, they were at the peak of their career in the 80s. They were pumping out syrupy top 40 confections, which I have to admit, I liked a lot of them. With the release of H2O, the pair kept some of the syrup, like on the track One on One, but they also jazzed it up a bit with the album's opening track, Maneater, also a song I really liked. And this is what you're going to hear now. So this is Daryl Hall and John Oates with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. Reform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new song from a band called My Favorite, which I don't like as a band name. Just try Googling that name. It's all over the place. Anyway, My Favorite has an interesting story. They were originally out of Long Island, but moved to where all the action is in Brooklyn. And that was about 20 years ago. In fact, their last album, The Happiest Days of Our Lives, was released 13 years ago. Essentially, they broke up. And I guess they decided to give it another go. They just released a single, Killed for Kicks. And it really has a nice feel to it. Next up on the playlist is an unsigned alt-pop band out of Jakarta, Indonesia. They're called The Whistling Possum. And that is about all I know from this band. They do have a Bandcamp page, and on it, they have the one song. It's called Some Pop Kids Are Even Worse. If you like the track, head over to the Bandcamp page, and pick it up. Support these guys. New music from Whistling Possum here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You can't.
Reform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you on a Tuesday morning with music you might otherwise miss. Finishing off that two-song set with some new stuff from Lush. After 20 years, the band Lush has gotten back together to release an EP called Blind Spot. It just came out last week. It's already getting a lot of good press. The four-song EP is strong, with the opening track, Out of Control, getting serious airplay already in the UK. I was drawn to a deeper cut. Of course, I mean, really, though, how deep can you go with only four songs? Anyway, that tune I just spun there was called Burnham Beaches, and that is B-E-E-C-H-E-S. Let's keep the tunes going here with a new track from a band called Spissy, S-P-I-S-S-Y, Spissy. R. Ben Lumsden and Aaron Denton, they're from Bloomington, Indiana. It's the second band from Bloomington, Indiana in today's show. What are the chances of that? Anyway, Spissy has just released its record label debut full-length self-titled album. The song I have for you is called Her Heart. New music from Spissy here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Win 5 WMFO. TK here with you. Let me slip in one more from the Hazy Seas. The Hazy Seas are an unsigned indie alt-pop foursome out of Marquette, Michigan, but they have since relocated to Chicago. They only have one song to their name, but it's a good one. It's also available for free download. Just go to my website at tksmusic.com and check out the free downloads there. It's all there. Check it out. This tune is called Evergreen. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.